Another sort of issue that's going to be available, there is available, which wasn't at the time of these surveys, was the availability of ABI-007 or Abraxane. Have you had any patients treated with that at this point?
I have not personally treated anybody off study at this point in time. It is going through the process of getting on our formulary right now. We treated some patients on the phase 2 trial in the taxane refractory setting. So this was a phase 2 trial of patients who progressed while receiving a taxane or within 12 months of receiving an adjuvant taxane. In our institution, the best response we saw was prolonged stability, but we did see that, and I will say the drug was quite well tolerated. So it does seem to be an effective drug, and it does seem to have advantages in terms of tolerability.
In what situations at this point do you think you would utilize a drug, and what dose and schedule?
Well, I think either the weekly or the every 3 week schedule is a reasonable thing to do based on the information we have. I was impressed the weekly schedule was well tolerated. That's what we did at our institution. So I would probably start with that unless the patient lived a long ways away. It was difficult for them to come in on a weekly schedule. I think that until we have direct comparisons in similar patient groups, it's hard to compare the toxicity of the Q3-week versus the weekly regimens.
Now, what dose and actual schedule would you use in the weekly situation?
I would use 100 milligrams per meter squared per week, 3 weeks out of four. And then in the Q3-weeks, the 260 per meter squared seemed to be tolerable. There was neurotoxicity. It is said to be rapidly reversible, although realistically the number of patients who developed grade 3 neurotoxicity was relatively small. So I think it's really too early to say how rapidly it reverses.